And Dr. Wellman, we should note that the State Department still considers your team's conclusions from the report to be a hypothesis. How confident are you that microwaves are what's behind these symptoms?
We were not confident. And I have to be clear, we viewed this as plausible, but again, we didn't have any direct evidence that this could explain the entire story for sure, or even parts of it.
Would victims have to be intentionally targeted, intentionally hit with these microwaves?
We thought about what the various sources of such pulsed microwave energy might be. And again, we were not familiar with or read into the exact circumstances of these cases. So we couldn't comment on the situational information that might have either supported or refuted this idea. But when we look at the world around us, we know there's plenty of microwave radiation. However, most of it comes in the form of a continuous wave, things like microwave ovens or cell phones. But we could not come up with an easy scenario in which these natural but less common pulsed forms of microwave radiation might have explained these cases. And that left us with this very sort of disconcerting notion that it had been produced deliberately by other actors whose purposes we really weren't in a position to fathom.
Before this syndrome, Havana syndrome, was reported, how much was known in the medical community about these kinds of symptoms potentially being linked to microwaves?
Relatively little, as I say. We were able to find some literature, but again, there just isn't a lot of reported literature in humans. But, you know, the bottom line is that this is still a perplexing story that still needs further investigation.